Los Angeles Times sounds the alarm on mass immigration in Mexico City. By John Binder on July 28, 2022. The Los Angeles Times, a longtime advocate of amnesty for illegal aliens in the United States, is sounding the alarm on mass immigration in Mexico City, Mexico. While the establishment media has cheered mass immigration to the U.S. for decades, where the foreign-born population is set to hit 70 million by 2060, and repeatedly called the U.S. a nation of immigrants, the outlet is warning Californians and other Americans are flooding Mexico City and some locals want them to go home. The LA Times' Caitlin Thickham reports. His critique is multi-layered and speaks to generations of injustices. There's the problem of newcomers' indifference as to how their actions are affecting locals, he said, but also the fact that Mexicans cannot migrate to the U.S. with the same ease. He also believes that Americans, many of whom are white, are reinforcing the city's pervasive, if infrequently discussed, caste system. Emphasis added. Some Mexicans aren't unhappy about the American inundation. Like Sandra Hernandez, a real estate agent who said all of the recent deals she has closed have involved Americans. They mostly want houses or apartments in the Art Deco style, she said, and are all willing to pay the asking price. Emphasis added. He has been struck by the number of remote workers flooding in and worries that they are different. The nature of their jobs means they don't necessarily have to learn Spanish or integrate into Mexican society, he said. It allows a certain aloofness that wasn't possible a few years ago. Emphasis added. The framing is a stark contrast to the LA Times's framing on pieces related to mass immigration to the U.S. in a 2018 editorial. For example, the paper's editors blasted former President Trump for wanting to reduce overall immigration. Whatever American culture is, and it runs a broad gamut from North Atlantic lobster to Southern grits to taco stands and from jazz to opera to folk music and hip-hop, immigration doesn't threaten it, the editors wrote. Some 326 million people live in the U.S., and 43.7 million, or 13.5%, were born in other countries. About a quarter of those live here without permission. Immigrants and their American-born children account for one quarter of the current U.S. population. They change us and we change them. As a 2015 National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine report pointed out, integration is a two-way process. It happens both because immigrants experience change once they arrive and because native-born Americans change in response to immigration. Americans generations removed from Irish roots are no less American because they celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Nor are people of Jamaican descent less American if they listen to reggae. Even if second or third generations still speak Spanish at home or eat halal food or wear a turban or a sari, they are no less American for it. Emphasis added. We are a stronger, better, richer nation for our immigrant roots. A truth that Trump and his choir try to paint differently. We have always had that mindset in this country, that fear of the new and the different. But to our general benefit, the nation has persistently risen above its worst instincts and provided a canvas for reinvention, and for the realization of dreams and ambitions. It's the kind of place where even the son of an immigrant housekeeper can become president. Emphasis added. The U.S. has the largest foreign-born population in the world with more than 46 million illegal and legal immigrants. Major cities like Los Angeles, California are home to nearly 5 million foreign-born residents, making up 35% of the city's population. Likewise, nearly 40% of New York City's population is foreign-born. Oppositely, Mexico City is home to just 1.6 million American citizens, just 18% of the city's total population. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.